Thank you very much. And now let's get going with the next one. A decade of JDK updates in OpenJDK. Technically, it's more than a decade now because we started doing JDK updates in OpenJDK a long, long time ago. But we'll just stick with the title. Don't take anything I say here as, I don't know, serious investment advice or anything like that. Just saying, I'm talking about code. So we have 10 years in less than 30 minutes. Let's go with the prehistory. We started doing updates in OpenJDK with the OpenJDK 6 project back in 2007. So Sun Microsystems, some of you may know it, open sourced Java under OpenJDK back in 2006 for the first parts. That was the compiler and hotspot. And then delivered the rest in 2007, in May. But the rest at the time, well, let me show you. It was announced to open source in November of 2006. But then we released Java 6 in December of 2006. And so, like I said, Sun open sourced the compiler and hotspot. But there is a lot more to the JDK than the compiler and hotspot. There's like all the libraries and stuff like that. And so that wasn't open source until May. And so Java 6 was released, but it wasn't open source yet. Instead, what Sun had released at the time was the in-development version of Java 7. And of course, it had changes that were different from Java 6 because it had gone on for a while developing. And so we looked at that, and in particular, Joe Darcy from Oracle looked at that and said, this is a problem, let's fix it. So he took the code from OpenJDK 7, in development version, and cut it down again, pared down to the Java 6 specification, and created the OpenJDK 6 project in 2007 that was based off OpenJDK 7, which leads us to this wonderful little crazy diagram of how OpenJDK 7 was born. You know, Java 6, there is builds and stuff, and then Java 7 development starts, and then 10 builds in, OpenJDK 7 happens, and then again, another like builds happen and happen and happen, like 20 of them, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, OpenJDK 6, let's do that. That's a good idea. And so we did that, and we did that quite successfully for many, many years. Joe Darcy was the project lead for OpenJDK 6. It then got adopted by distributions, went into Debian, Gentoo, Fedora, Red Hat, Oracle Linux, I guess, whatever else is there. And so that was the first time we actually started doing updates for OpenJDK for a release in the community led by Joe Darcy as a maintainer from Oracle. For several years until 2011. At that time, we could then started to, shipped JDK 11. And so Joe then moved on to do other things. Kelly O'Hare from Oracle took over for a few more years. And then in 2013, I think, that was the time when Java 6 reached the end of public updates. And so at that time, it was also the end of the road for the Oracle maintainers of OpenJDK 6 in the OpenJDK community, because once we were done publishing public updates of the Oracle JRE, we were also done, of course, contributing to the open source version of the Java 6 implementation. And so what happens next? Well, people who were using OpenJDK 6 were wondering, what's going to happen? Will you be, I don't know, making us all pay tons of money to get open source fixes? Well, what we did was actually to create a process to have transitions between maintainers in the open source projects in OpenJDK. So just as we transitioned from Joe to Kelly in 2011, once Kelly stepped down, once we were done contributing to OpenJDK 6, we then asked in the community, hey, so we're good. We've achieved what we set out to do. Is there somebody else in the community who has an interest and capability, very important bit, to maintain OpenJDK 6 project further? And as often, somebody appeared over there, that's Andrew, and said, yes, let me do it. And so we worked with Andrew a bit, and Andrew took over for a couple of years, and did this job until 2016, and then Andrew was also done maintaining OpenJDK 6 as the lead maintainer, as project lead, and said, all right, transition time. Is there anybody else who's willing to take over OpenJDK 6 updates and maintain them going forward? And then again, somebody else popped up. It was Andrew Briggen. I don't think he's here, from Azul. And he kept OpenJDK 6 alive for, I think, about three more years. And so that means beyond the lifespan of OpenJDK 6, as it was initially sort of planned, it got extended by the community for a couple more years, actually, going through different maintainer changes along the way. And this is something that I think is quite unique to how OpenJDK does things. In most open source communities, changing maintainers is something that only happens when you get hit by a bus or burn out or whatever you do. We try to plan for these things because sharing responsibilities is what makes people grow. And so putting people in these leadership roles actually gives them opportunity to just grow personally, but also to actually do things differently and maybe even better along the way. And so to show you a bit of that, when Java 7 came out, we decided to actually make OpenJDK the reference implementation for Java, the platform. So the specification has a reference implementation, and before Java 6, there was the Oracle Java 6 implementation. For Java 7, that's when we started doing the reference implementation as the OpenJDK reference binary. So that was good, because it meant that the reference implementation and what we shipped as Oracle JDK 7 was the same thing. It also meant that instead, as with 6, with its complicated history of pushing things back and forward while they're different and with all these costs that come with that, we could actually start from scratch with 7 and just do the updates of Oracle JDK and OpenJDK simultaneously from the same code base. So we could actually not just move to OpenJDK as the official one-time reference implementation for Java 7, we could actually have a JDK 7 updates project where we develop the JDK 7 updates in the OpenJDK community, and then use those as the basis to deliver the Oracle JDK updates in our case, or I don't know, Fedora updates or whatever else people did with that. So that was a project I started in 2011. So basically, I took over from Joe, and we did a few things differently. So one of the things we did was we created a new project, which is different from the JDK release project itself, to be able to develop updates along with their own processes, because update releases are quite different from a JDK release. Back in the days, as I said before, 2 to 4 years for a JDK release, big, large projects that eventually culminate in one deliverable. JDK updates, more of a meat grinder. So we have a three monthly release cycle, basically. We have 4 CPU updates, critical patch updates per year. So that's quite different from releasing like once every few years. This requires a very different process to accomplish. And so that's what we then did. We changed things quite a bit to make them work, both for OpenJDK releases in the community, but also on the Oracle side of things, so that the Oracle JDK delivery could actually benefit from this process, from this code, and from contributions,